Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. Welcome to day number four, Money March. I am so excited, you guys. I am also a little sad because tomorrow's the last day of Money March. Podcast edition, okay? Because Money March doesn't end until the end of March, okay? And if you're in my space, if you are in my mastermind, or you are a part of the 20-day high ticket challenge, you know it's not ending there. And I'm just so excited for you all. March is truly going to be epic. And if you are participating in this, it's a challenge. I'm challenging you to do two things a day, but also I'm activating something new, right? And today is a new activation where we're going deeper into being open to receiving money more and what this means. Because if you are someone, and we're just going straight into the activation, okay? We have the giveaway. Don't forget to enter. We are doing a giveaway of 3 months inside the Sales Holy Grail membership. If you don't know what this offer is, the link is in the description. Take a look at the sales page so you know actually what you're winning. It's 3 months inside. And if you are a current client paid, no one is off limits for this giveaway. If you're a current client and you win, I'm going to go ahead and credit the $230 to your account, whether it's to the mastermind or to the sales membership, whatever it is, the blueprint, whatever program you're in of mine, we're going to go ahead and credit you that $230 if you win the giveaway. So it is going to be random. I'm going to take a video, put everybody's name in, and the first person that wins just wins. So excited. We're going to be picking the winner on Monday, March 11th. Okay, so let's go straight into that activation. Being open to receiving money. If you are someone, right, that is always closed off when it comes to making more money in your business for whatever reason, making money is always going to feel really hard. And if you want March to be a money month, you need to be open to receiving money. And what this can look like, and I'm going to give you guys a practice that I teach my clients, that I do myself all the time. And every single time I implement this, I make money. Every single time. And so here's why it works. So I think a lot of people rely on just stories to make money, right? It's like, okay, you have your money generating activities and that's kind of just as far as it goes in terms of creativity on how you can make more money. And I used to do that for so long until one day I realized, how can I make money today? Like, what can I do to impact my ideal client? What can I do? What's an action that is in my control that could get someone in my space, it saying yes, committing to X offer, and make money? And so what I always like to ask myself is, how can I make money today? It's why I share my stories all the time. It's a good day to make money. It's a good day to make money. I am constantly being open to receiving money. I never think, oh, it's a Monday, I can't make money today. Or I didn't sell my offers today, there's no way I can make money. Or it's the last day of the month, or it's the last week of the month. Sales are slow. People aren't buying right now. I never subscribe to that narrative ever. I never will. And it's because I truly believe that even if I were to take a week off social media, I could still make sales. And I know that. If I were to take the rest of the week or the next 3 days to enjoy my weekend with my babies completely unplugged, I'd probably come back to money. And that's because I know that I get to make money no matter what. I'm always open to receiving money. And so I want to share with you guys the ways that this has made me money in my own business multiple times. I think I'll share like three or four with you because there's been a lot of ways. Like I said, every time I do this practice, it's a state of being. It's almost like a mentality you just embody, saying I'm always open to receiving. I can always make money. Every day is a good day to make money. Like, I don't just say that because it sounds nice. Right? Like, I don't just say that to like motivate you. It's almost like I truly believe, and I want you guys to believe, every day is a good day to make money. I think I'm going to change it now to say every day is a good day to make money, no matter what. No matter what. Right? And it's such a powerful shift. But for example, one time I remember there was this client that I worked with one-on-one, and I had thought about her. And that same morning, I told myself, how can I make money today? And immediately asking myself that, I started to think of all these different ways, right? And this time it was, oh, have you checked on what's her name? She was an amazing client. We did amazing work together. And a lot of people don't realize that clients that have already worked with you or jumped into your low ticket offers, or like a one-off masterclass that you did, those people are your hottest leads. And I hate saying leads, but that's, you guys get what I'm saying, right? And I thought about this one-on-one client. She just came to my mind and I was like, I need to go check on her. Like, let me go see how she's doing. And I saw her stories. We had had conversations here and there, but it had been a while since we had a conversation. And all I said was, how are you doing? Right? Because I had saw her story and she was talking about something personal. And I responded to it and I was like, by the way, how are you? How's everything going? Genuinely, like, really caring and seeing how she is, a check-in. And she's like, yeah, like, I'm doing really good. And she responds and we have a conversation. I heart her message and I leave it alone. And then I come back and I see that she had said, you know, are you still doing one-on-one kind of intensive? She said she missed working with me and she like missed having our conversations. And so boom, I made money that day. And it was with having that mentality of how can I be open to receiving more. Another time was when I was supporting a client with content. And the funny thing is that people will listen to this and think that it's icky or that it's salesy. But I want to show you that when you truly love your work and you truly know like the impact you can make for your community, your ideal clients, you're always thinking of selling your offers. You're always thinking, how can I get people in my offers? I think it's shady when people are afraid to sell their offers or afraid to get people in their containers. Why are you afraid when you know your offer is the most amazing thing, right? Like, I really want you guys just to like remember that is your offer impacts only when people get in it. You could create this most amazing offer, but no one is going to see or get the impact unless they're in that offer. Okay? So another way that I did this was I was supporting a client with her content and I was so excited. I was so happy. I went on my stories and I was like, or before I went on my stories, I was just like, this, supporting this client in this way was so fun. Like, I want to do it for someone else too. And so I went on to my broadcast channel, which again is being super intentional because I know people in my broadcast channel are people that are keeping up the most with what I'm doing. They're getting the value that I'm dropping in the broadcast channel. And I said, I used to have this offer saved and paid. If you go to my Moneymakers broadcast channel, it's still in that broadcast channel when I did this. And I went there and I was like, I just supported a client with saved and paid. This is an old offer that I retired. This is the details. DM me. Or here's the link. I think I just linked it. And I want to say like 30 minutes later, I don't remember the exact time, someone signed up. $1,000 paid in full. But it's because I'm always thinking of ways to get people into my containers, new ways. I'm really embodying creativity. I want to, outside of my money generating activities, like, yes, I sell on stories, I sell in a podcast, I sell in, or I create content. These are all my money generating activities, but I always love to think outside of the box. What can I do different today? another time, I sent a random email for Valentine's Day special. A lot of people go big and do like weeks and weeks of Black Friday sales or Valentine's Day sales. I did this the day of. I sent out an email. I was like, I'm feeling kind of spicy. I sent out an email. Two people signed up for the mastermind. Boom. Like, it gets to be that simple, but it's because I'm open and thinking, how can I be open to receiving more money? So I want you to do this, and this is your activation for the day, is ask yourself, how can I be open to making money today? And really embody, I get to make money every single day, no matter what. It's never closed off. Making money is never a, not, what is that word? I'm trying to think. Making money is never like only when this happens. I can't think of the word. Anyways, it's gonna like bother me now that I don't know, and it's gonna come to me later, and I'm gonna share it with you guys on my stories. But it's not, there's no like limit, there's no rule on it. That's not the word, but I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. It's just, it's an always thing. It always gets to happen for you. Okay, and so that's your activation for today. That was the longest activation we've had, but it's juicy. So there it is. Let's dive into the marketing prompt, okay? So here's your marketing prompt. Before you do X, and X is the band-aid fix that your ideal client is currently doing, focus on this instead, or do this instead. And here's why, and then bridge it to your offer, right? So before, this is your example, before you go and lower your rates because you got a price objection, that is the band-aid fix. They're lowering their rates because they get price objections. Raise the standard for who you call in and hold your ground, because there's a reason your prices are priced at what you did before scarcity set in. And you're just not attracting the right client, because if you were, those right fit clients know that the price is the least of their worries. Boom. And then I'll talk about it and bridge to my offer. So before you do X, X being the band-aid fix that your ideal client is currently doing, focus on this instead, or do this instead. And here's why. Okay. And then connect by showcasing the proof of what you embody. This is the connecting piece. Showcase the proof of what you embody in your service or in your support. Think of it of like, this is what gets to be possible for you, right? So if you look at me, in my business, I help people build a life first daily payment business, right? So guess what I'm showing on my stories every single day? I'm connecting with my people, whether they know it or not. It's very intentional when I share me homeschooling the girls and I made sales. Or it is intentional when I am sharing overflow as money is being deposited in my bank while the girls are playing. I'm dropping a lot of hints there, but I am showing that I get to pick up and go to Chick-fil-A and I don't have to change a single thing in my schedule. And I'm showing them how. I'm showing them, okay, if I'm teaching you, I'm going to help you build a daily payment biz. Guess what? I'm showing every single day money being made in my business. If I'm embodying and preaching a life first business, I'm going to show you how I am living a life first business, because I want it to be proof of what is possible. I want you to do this every day. This is an everyday connection that you need to start doing. Showcase how you are the embodiment of what you preach and teach in some shape or form. Okay. If you're the expert, there's a way that you can showcase, do the embodiment. And I want this to be a part of your daily task, is how can I embody? How can I showcase? I embody what I preach or what I teach. Okay. So there it is, right? The way I tell my clients to do this is like, if they're a health and wellness coach, show us you working out for the day, moving your body, the different ways you move your body, the different meals you're making for yourself that are macro friendly, all the things, right? That is being the embodiment, okay? So if you're a content coach, show us people telling you that they love your content. There you go, done. That is a wrap for day number four, you guys. I'm so excited. Tomorrow's our last day. Let's freaking go. I will see you in day five. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I gonna say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.